Line upon line. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. The 2007 mutual theme teaches us about the power of virtuous thoughts. Virtue means righteousness or excellence of moral character. Make a list of 7 qualities you would consider virtuous, such as being kind or honest, and focus on one of those qualities each day for the next week. Try to do something each day that demonstrates the quality for that day. Write your experiences in the journal at the end of the day. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. The latter part of the verse says, "And let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God, and the doctrine of the priesthood shall distill upon thy soul as the dews from heaven." Garnish means adorn, decorate, beautify. Originally, it meant fortify, defend, or give warning. Confidence, feeling of trust in yourself, self-assurance. Wax means to grow. The Lord has given a commandment in our time that applies to each of us. He has said, "Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly." And with this, He has given a promise. Then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. I believe He is saying that if we are clean in mind and body, the time will come when we can stand confidently before the Lord. There will be a feeling of confidence, and there will also be smiles of approval. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, May 1996, page 48. Whatever you read, listen to, or look at has an effect on you. Therefore, choose only entertainment and media that uplift you. Good entertainment will help you to have good thoughts and make righteous choices. From For the Strength of Youth pamphlet, 2001, page 17. Thoughts are talks we hold with ourselves. Do you see why the Scriptures tell us to let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly? And promises that if we do, our confidence shall wax strong in the presence of God, and the doctrine of the priesthood shall distill upon our souls as the dews from heaven, and then the Holy Ghost shall be our constant companion. Young people, the voice of the Spirit is felt rather than heard. You can learn when you are very young how the Holy Ghost works. The Scriptures are full of help on how good can influence your mind and evil control you if you let it. That struggle will never end. When you learn to control your thoughts, you will be safe. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Spirit of Revelation, Ensign, November 1999, page 24. Editor's Note: This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected Scripture verse. Only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of the article. Line upon line. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45, the 2007 mutual theme.